High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So as you know, the DL Link are always busy, always doing extraordinary things. And so I'd like to bring our first guest onto the show, Mike Said, who is a DL Link volunteer. He's a photographer, a videographer. He's often does social media, and he's no stranger on the show. Mike, welcome. So lovely to have you back on the show. Are you well?
I am, Nikki. Thank you so much.
So, Mike, you know, I didn't know. I mean, we've discussed very briefly, you know, your interaction with the DL Link. But I have since read, Mike, that when your mom was 48 in 1984, she passed. And she left you and your brother and your sister, all under 20, who were living alone. And you said you can't help but wonder what kind of support you would have received from the DL Link had they been around then. Maybe you can just speak to that, Mike.
So let me go back 3 years from that, around about 1981, when she was diagnosed with leukemia. At that particular stage, we were living, the four of us, in a house together in Glen Hazel. And when my mom was diagnosed with leukemia, you know, 1984 is not as it is now. First of all, treatments were a little bit different. And also the way people interacted with their children was a little bit different. So it was a little bit hidden from us. I don't think my mom wanted us to know how bad or what she actually was suffering from. So we were left a little bit in the dark. I know it sounds really strange. And if I think back to that stage, I must have been in about second year university, my brother in first, and my sister was probably in matric at the time. And we were living in this house in Glen Hazel alone while my mom was in hospital, not really even sure what was happening. And although I'm sure if I think back, we had tremendous support from family and friends, there was no organization like DL Link. I can only imagine how DL Link would have stepped up at this stage, you know, making sure there were meals, making sure we did our work, making sure there were lifts. They're just the incredible things that I've watched DL Link do for other people. And, you know, a lot of people see DL Link as this organization that arranges a helicopter ride or a Ferrari ride or something like that. That's incredible. And that's the part that people love to watch. But it's the little things they do every single day that really move me. It's the fetching people and taking them to chemo. It's making sure they have meals. It's making sure Shabbos is taken care of. Those are the kind of things that really touch my heart. Although I don't get to film all of them, I usually end up filming the big stuff. And that's a whole other thing on its own. Mm-hmm. So that's my connection. Everything I kind of do, I do in the memory of my late mom, who instilled this in me.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. I know that you've cycled the 94.7 for them. You've joined them on the Jerusalem Marathon. You show up whenever and wherever you can. So tell us what happened on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about Sunday, that you put such an amazing video together. And also where people can see that amazing video. But first, tell us a little bit about Sunday.
So as always, I get a call from Michelle or from Tanya. I'm not sure which one of them called me first. I get a call that says, need you on Sunday at this time, at this place. Then I start shuffling whatever I could. On Sunday, I'd actually planned to go hiking in Sekebosrand. So fortunately, I managed to fit that in first, got in a quick hike in the morning, and then still made it through to Yeshiva. Arrived there to find the field closed off for a helicopter. I think it was, I can't remember if the pilot was Joel. I can't remember exactly who the pilot was. Arrived in his helicopter, having brought a warrior, I think probably from, what's the airport in Germiston side? Don't think it's Rand Airport, but he'd come across there. The guys from the school were there, from King David were there, singing, dancing, welcoming them. It's just the most amazing thing. Then the warriors themselves got on the helicopter, went for little rides. Jesse Clegg was there. I sent one of my cameras up with Jesse Clegg. I've got that video of him holding my camera inside the helicopter. It's just remarkable to watch. It's remarkable to watch these children that are facing so much have something else to concentrate on for the day, something else to enjoy, something to look forward to. You need to actually be there. And as I said in my little video, when I said, what's your action? I said, my action, I'm usually on the other side of the camera. I'm standing there filming this. I'm watching guys deliver speeches about what's happening at the DL Link. I can promise you most of the time there are tears running down my eyes. I can barely focus on the camera. I can feel a lump developing in my throat. And I'm just glad I'm on that side of the camera where you can't see me. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to put in words what this organization actually does and how many lives it touches and changes. But but it's the number that it touches. I visited the elephant sanctuary with them with a busload of warriors. Must be about a year ago, out Warmbaz way. Unbelievable. The Jerusalem Marathon, going to visit charity hospitals in Israel with the guys from the DL Link, learning from them, experiencing it, seeing what I'm hoping the DL Link will now bring back to South Africa. And I believe they are. They're busy building an incredible facility, which once again will touch and change lives.
Wow, Mike. Wow, thanks for that, Mike. So for people who are listening and we're really in this charity, I mean, there are call center agents who are waiting for everyone's call. This is it. This is the moment, right? Until tomorrow, with these donors going to double everything that is pledged. What do you want to say to people who are listening and to people who support the DL Link?
So maybe there's two parts to this. First of all, those of you that can support them financially, please do. Make the call, make the donation. And if you can't make it by tomorrow and you can only make it next month, believe me, we're standing by. We're ready to accept gladly. And someone will be there to take the donation. And I'm sure someone else will double it. But then, of course, there are those that feel that they can't give financially. There's so much more you can give. There's so much more of your time, of your effort, of your concern. Give of what you've got. For example, Joel, thank you for the helicopter. The guys with the Ferraris. DL Link are about to start building a house. They're going to need curtains, carpets, taps. Somebody knows somebody who can make a difference. So all I say to all of you, no matter who you are, no matter what you think you have, what you can make a difference, please do.
Thank you so much, Mike. Listen, this beautiful video that I got to watch as well that you put together, where can people access it? Where can people watch it?
Just go onto the DL Link website onto the DL Link Facebook page. Just search for DL Link, join the community. Everything gets posted there all the time.
Fabulous, fabulous, Mike. So lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks
for all the work, the lastminute.com, dropping everything for the DL Link. You are so appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mike said a DL Link volunteer. He's the photographer and the videographer, and he does everything.